Once upon a time, there lived a woman who was desperate to have a child. Time passed, and still no baby arrived. So the woman went to an old witch for help. The witch gave her a magic barley grain, which grew into a beautiful tulip. When the petals opened, a tiny girl sat inside. She was called Thumbelina, as she was only as tall as a thumb. She slept in a walnut shell with roses and violets for pillows and blankets. The woman gave Thumbelina a bowl of water and a tulip petal for a boat. But one day, a horrible mother toad crept in through the window and kidnapped her. The toad wanted Thumbelina to marry her nasty, slimy son. So she took her to her house in the middle of a pond and trapped her on a lily pad. But the little pond fishes nibbled through the stem to free the tiny girl. She sailed down the river until a pretty white butterfly fluttered onto her leaf. Thumbelina tied her sash to it and sailed much faster. But then an ugly maybug swooped down and carried Thumbelina to his home, high in a tree. All the other maybugs came to stare at her and laugh at her for being ugly, because she only had two legs and no feelers. They left her on a daisy, and she spent the summer all alone. In the winter, even the birds flew away, and she nearly froze to death, wrapped only in a withered leaf. Finally, a kind field mouse took her in. She offered her a home in return for telling her stories. The field mouse's neighbour, a mole in a black velvet coat, came to visit. He fell in love with Thumbelina. The mole invited her to his dark, earthy home of long tunnels, where she found a dying swallow. Thumbelina took the bird home and warmed him, and nursed him back to health. By spring, the swallow was strong again, and he offered Thumbelina a ride on his back. But she didn't want to upset the field mouse, so she stayed with her instead. Thumbelina sadly said goodbye to the swallow, and he flew away.